We want to thank you this morning. The King of Glory, we exalt your holy name. Father, we welcome you into our midst, O Lord. I have no words of my own, O Lord. But Father, release your word to your children. Let your word heal. Let your word deliver. And let your word set free. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, everlasting Lord. In Jesus' name we are praying. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the living Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Sometimes ago, I was in a prayer meeting, and while at the prayer meeting, the person very close to me was praying a prayer, and this prayer really touched me, and the mood and the line of his prayer will be the topic of my message this morning. The person said, God, you open the Red Sea. Said, God, you open the Red Sea. You parted the Red Sea. And the children of Israel walk on dry ground. Said, God, if you can do this one, he said, that means with you, nothing is impossible. So this morning, I'm going to take my text from the book of Matthew, chapter 19, verse 26. Or you can look at Luke, chapter 1, verse 37. Matthew, chapter 19, verse 26. He said, but Jesus beheld them and said unto them, with men, this is impossible, except for with God, all things are possible. When you go to the book of Luke chapter 1, verse 37, Luke chapter 1, verse 37, he said, with God, nothing shall be impossible. So the title of this message is, all things are possible with God. Say to somebody, all things are possible with God. With God, all things are possible. And my home will not be impossible for God in Jesus. Amen. There is nothing too difficult for our God. There is no obstacle that is insurmountable to God. Maybe you are here this morning. You have a challenge in your life or challenges in your life. And you are looking at it that you have done everything that needed to be done. But there seems to be no way. I have a good message for you this morning. Just like that woman who was praying beside me said, with God, nothing shall be possible. Your home will not be possible. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I want us to go to the book of Exodus chapter 14. Exodus chapter 14. And I'm going to read from verse 10. And I'm going to read from verse 10. I think I will read from verse 10 to verse 16. Okay. He said, and when Pharaoh drew near, now, the children of Israel lifted up their eyes, and behold, the Egyptians marched after them. And they were so afraid. And the children of Israel cried out unto the Lord. And they said unto Moses, because there were no graves in Egypt, hast thou taken us away to die in the wilderness? Wherefore, hast thou dealt thus with us to carry us forth out of Egypt? Is not this word that we did tell thee in Egypt? Say, let us alone, that we may serve the Egyptians. For it had been better for us to serve the Egyptians than we should die in the wilderness. And Moses said unto the people, fear ye not, stand still, and see the salvation of the Lord, which will show you today. For the Egyptian whom you have seen today, you shall see them again no more forever. I think somebody will say amen to that.
Amen.
Egyptians that follow you here this morning, everything that represents the Egyptians that follow you to the presence of God this morning, you will see them no more forever in Jesus' name.
Amen.
And he went forward and said, the Lord will fight for you,
amen,
and you shall hold your peace.
Amen.
I said, and the Lord said unto Moses, why therefore criest unto me? Speak unto the children of Israel, and they go forward. Somebody is moving forward this morning.
Amen.
Somebody is moving forward this morning.
Amen.
I repeat it, somebody is moving forward this morning.
Amen.
Maybe you have been on the same spot, and you are expecting God to do something today. God will show up for you.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
This is an account of the children of Israel. They got, they left Egypt. Everything was fine. In fact, the Bible recorded that everything that the enemy hold them, that the enemy hold them, they gave them even more than what they hold them. But along the line, they got to the Red Sea and they started crying. They started abusing their leader. Said, we told you, maybe when you left Nigeria, or when you left the country where you came from, you left with high hope that when you get to the United States, everything will work out well. Well, alas, things have not been working out the way you had expected. This is the situation of the children of Israel. They go to the Red Sea, and there is Red Sea in the front, and we have the Egyptians at the back, pursuing them. Maybe you have debt pursuing you. I remember the story of a man who sold his house, sold everything, and borrowed money to come to this country. He got to this country, nothing. Nothing works for him. And the people are told where he borrowed the money, they were after him. Nigeria to go, he can go back. And here, there's nothing. I pray this morning, if you're in that situation, today, God will deliver you.
Amen.
God will set you free.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
You know, God had to do so many things in order to set us free. And God can do so many things. There may be, you may look at it like this way, because like me, so many of the things, even when you talk about miracle, I'll say some things are practical. You are like me, that I believe when you say something, I'll say the practicality of it. How will this happen? How is it going to happen? But over the years now, I've believed and I've understood that we don't need to understand how it's going to happen. Because I've studied the Bible a little bit. And I'm going to give us an example of situations where practicality doesn't work. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Where you say, the practical thing is this. Say, by this time tomorrow, like you have that story, he said, by this time tomorrow, he said, the circle of this thing shall be sold for this one. I said, how will this one happen? So I've studied the Bible and I'm going to give us some examples. And I believe that example will encourage us and will tell us that as soon as we leave here today, things will change for the better.
Yeah.
Things will change for the better.
Yeah.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
I want us to go to the book of 2 Kings chapter 6. 2 Kings chapter 6. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And I'm going to read from verse 1 to 7 there. It says, and the sons of the prophet said unto Elisha, behold, now the place where we dwell with thee is too straight for us. Let us go, we pray thee, unto Jordan. And take thence every man a beam, and let us make us a place there, where we may dwell. And he answered, go. And one said, be content, I pray thee, and go with thy servants. And he answered, I will go. So he went with them. And when they came to Jordan, they cut down wood But as one was felling a beam, the axe head fell into the river, into the water. And he cried and said, "Alas, master, for it was borrowed." And the man said, "Where fell it?" And he showed him the place. And he cut down a stick, and he cast it in the nether, and the iron did sway. Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
He said, "The iron did sway." Today, go and say that one to every scientist. They will tell you that it's because once it's an iron, it will go down straight. Straight. And the Bible says, and they took a stick and poured it. It's like a magnet. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
That is the suspension of the law of gravity. I pray, whatever God needs to do to settle your case, if he has to suspend the law of gravity, he will suspend it.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
If he has to suspend his own law for you to be fulfilled, the Lord will do it for you.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
The axe head fell into the water, and the axe head, just with the wood, came back. I pray, whatever you might have lost, whatever the enemy might have stolen from you, today, as you go home, they will return them to you.
Amen.
You will be restored.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Because of my time, I will just refer you to the second one as example. And this is the example of the daughters of Zelophehad. You will find it in the book of Numbers. Numbers chapter 27, from verse 1 to 10. Numbers chapter 27 from verse 1 to 10. When you go there, you see the account of the daughters of Zelophehad. When you look at the history of history and tradition and culture of the Jew, even when they do census, they don't count women. They will say, not counting the women and the children. And here, the daughters of Zelophehad, they came to Moses. And they are asking for the inheritance of their father. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
In those days, women are not even supposed to talk. They don't count them as human beings. But they will say, not counting women and children. And these are the girls. They came back. They said, "Oga Moses, our father died. We know that he died. But he was not among those people who rebelled. Why will you deny us of the right that belongs to our father? Because he had no son." So in Israel there, if a man died and he has no son, his inheritance will pass to his family who have a male son. And if they don't have male son, it will pass on to the community. And they went to Moses. As at that time, when you go to the book of Deuteronomy, you will see there the law was passed that they don't have inheritance. But when they went to Moses, and instead of Moses getting angry, Moses went to the Lord and inquired of the Lord. And God said to Moses, God said that these children, they have asked right. He said, "Give them that will belong to their father." I pray this morning that as you are seated here, whatever you have been denied, whatever thing that belongs to you, your promotion, everything that the enemy has stolen from you, that you are being denied right now, the Lord will restore them unto you in the mighty name of Jesus.
Yeah.
Just like the God will remember the story of the daughters of Zelophehad, that by the time this week ends, everything that you are looking unto God for, that you have been denied, the Lord will restore them unto you in the mighty name of Jesus. Another example that I want to give us can be found in the book of Joshua chapter 10, verse 11 to 15. And I'm going to read it quickly. Joshua chapter 10, verse 11 to 15. "And it came to pass as they fled from before Israel, and while they going down of Beth-Horon, and the Lord cast down great stones from heaven upon them of unto Azekah, and they died. They were more which died with hailstones than they whom the children of Israel slew with sword. Then spake Joshua to the Lord in the day, when the Lord delivered up the Amorites before the children of Israel. And he said in the sight of Israel, Son, stand thou still upon Gibeon, and thou wound in the valley of Aijalon. And the sun stood still, and the moon stayed, until the people had avenged themselves upon their enemies. Is it not written in the book of Jasha? So the sun stood still in the midst of heaven, and hasted not to go down about the whole day. And there was no day like that before it or after it, that the Lord hearkened unto the voice of a man, for the Lord fought for Israel. And Joshua returned, and all Israel with him unto the camp of Gilgal. God had to suspend the moon and the sun to stay in order for him to accomplish, to avenge upon the enemies of Israel. In order to destroy the enemies of Israel. That means the 24 hours in a day was not enough for God to accomplish. He said, okay, sun, you stay there. And you moon, you stay there. I want to crush all these people. I say to you this morning, if God had to suspend the sun, if God had to suspend the moon, for your enemies to be crushed, the Lord will do it. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. None of your enemies will escape your doom. The Lord will avenge for you. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. The Lord can grant you an irreversible blessing. Nothing is impossible. He said, behold, in the book of Isaiah chapter 59 verse 1, he said, behold, the Lord's hand is not shutting that he cannot see. Neither his ear is heavy, said that he cannot hear. And when you go to the book of Numbers chapter 23 from verse 19 to 23, he said, God is not a man that you should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. And he said, and shall he not do it? Or at his spoken, and shall not even make it good. Say, behold, I have received commandment to bless, and he has blessed. I cannot reverse it. I receive commandment in the name of the Lord, that the Lord will bless you.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
The Lord will show his favor upon you.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
He will give you an irreversible blessing.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Verse 23 said, God brought them out of Egypt, and he had, as it were, the strength of a unicorn. He said, surely there is no enchantment against Jacob, neither is there any divination against Israel. According to this time, it shall be said of Jacob and Israel, what hath God wrought? So shall it be for you in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
God will give you a well-balanced blessing.
Amen.
Transgenerational blessing.
Amen.
A generational, a blessing that will go from child to child, from generation to generation, in the mighty name of Jesus. But for us to receive all these things, the Bible says, I am planted. He said, Apollo watering, but God gave the increase. On our part, we need to do certain things. We need to live a holy life. We need to live a life that God can be proud of us. We need to stay away from the appearance of evil. We need to be expectant. We need to show love unto others. We need to show love unto others. That every time we see people, we show that love to them. You know, success will never lower a standard to accommodate you, my brothers and sisters. You have to raise your own standard to achieve it. When you read the Bible, God provides food for every bird, but God did not keep them in their nest. Every bird will have to go out to go and get food. Yes, God is going to provide food, but it's not going to bring it into their nest. We need to do our own part. And I pray with God, nothing shall be impossible.
Amen.
As you go out this week, the Lord will go with you.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I want you to rise up wherever you are. And I will make some declaration. I will just raise up your hand and just say amen. I declare that this month of April will be your month to shine.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
You will rule in the midst of your enemies.
Amen.
Men and angels will favor you.
Amen.
Kings and princes will seek for you.
Amen.
They will seek to honor you.
Amen.
They will seek to bless you.
Amen.
All over, grace of God shall rise upon you.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
May the Lord ruin any secret hostility against you in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Everywhere they gang up against you, whether at your workplace, whether at your business, everywhere that the enemy are gang up against you, the Lord will destroy them.
Amen.
He will frustrate them.
Amen.
He will displace every evil counsel against
Amen.
You and ruin all your enemies.
Amen.
Just like he ruined Judas Iscariot. In the mighty name of Jesus. May the Lord send every accuser of your glory. May the Lord send them on the journey of glory to you. In the mighty name of Jesus. May the Lord confuse them. May the Lord frustrate their wisdom. And destroy every woman doctrine in your life. In the mighty name of Jesus. Today I decree an everlasting blessing. Everlasting mercy. Everlasting joy. Everlasting glory into your life. In the mighty name of Jesus. God will open your spiritual eyes like never before. In the mighty name of Jesus. People that have been waiting for your downfall, they will only see your success. In the mighty name of Jesus. Every inherited cage in your life, they are hereby dismantled. In the mighty name of Jesus. As the host of heaven cannot be numbered, neither the sand of the sea can be measured, so shall God multiply your blessing. In the mighty name of Jesus. You will not lose what is most valuable to you. In the mighty name of Jesus. For everyone who asks receives, you will receive in the mighty name of Jesus. I grant you God favor in the mighty name of Jesus. Today, Jehovah God, who overtakes without running, will pursue, will overtake, and dissolve every generational curse upon you in the mighty name of Jesus. No matter the gravity of your sin, mercy will triumph over judgment, over you, in the mighty name of Jesus. As you go this morning, the Lord will go ahead of you. You will succeed in the mighty name of Jesus. So shall it be, it is so in Jesus' name.
I believe we can do better than that. Let's do it together for the kingdom.